Brilliance Audio is proud to present The Opposite of Fate, read by the author, Amy Tan.
A note to the reader. These are musings on my life, including the metaphors I used as an 8-year-old child, sensing books as windows opening and illuminating my room, and the thoughts I had as I wrote my mother's obituary, trying to sum up who she was and what legacy she had bequeathed to me. I call this a book of musings because the writings are mostly casual pieces rather than formal essays. Some are long, versions of conversational talks I gave at universities. Others are short, particular to the desperate hour in which I wrote them. For example, the eulogy to my editor, the incomparable Faith Sale, or the email sent to friends after an unexpected disaster resulting in my near demise made the national news. There is also a love poem to my husband, which counts as my most difficult exercise in brevity. I have included longer pieces, too, such as the on-the-fly ruminations about the making of the film The Joy Luck Club. A reporter had faxed me questions, and I sent back the answers written off the top of my head, ending with my wondering what would happen next. In a footnote, I explain what did. I included as well a portion of my journal entries from a 1990 trip to China in which I was smothered in the bosom of my family and had to acquiesce rather than follow my typical American ways. I offer it here for fun, and because it shows how nearly everything in my life turns into obsessive observation, images, questions, and if I am lucky, the albeit ragtag beginnings of stories. The last reflection in this book was written only recently, and for a fateful but hopeful reason. Many of the pieces had ignominious beginnings. Mother Tongue was written hastily as an apology of the night before I was to be on a panel with people far...